We have a few exciting opportunities related to music here at St. Philip the Deacon this summer, and so today I would like to talk about them. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. For the last couple of weeks, we've turned our attention to what it means to be Lutheran. And thank you again for that question from a listener. And thanks to all of you who have reached out to me to say how much you've appreciated those couple of episodes. As always, I'm always grateful for the feedback loop with listeners suggestions for topics. One topic that's going to come out of those couple of episodes is going to be a conversation. Again, this was prompted by some correspondence with a listener about that doctrine of vocation or calling, which is a important one for Lutherans. And the question was sort of, could you give some examples of that in your own life, or how has that played out? And so I'm sitting with that, and I think maybe next week we'll tend to that. Today, for this episode, I'm going to pick up on one of the distinctives we discussed about as Lutherans, which had to do with an emphasis on the arts and particularly music. And in that episode, even I mentioned that we've talked a lot about music here in this space. And I want to lift up two or three things that are coming up related to music here at St. Philip the Deacon. So you can mark your calendars and come and participate if you are able. So the first one is our Summer Organ Festival, the 2025 Summer Organ Festival. This begins on Wednesday, July 2nd, and it runs through all the Wednesdays in July. So there are five recitals. You can learn more about it at spdlc.org/organ2025. I've been mentioning this in worship. If you look at the website that talks about these, or if you get this little brochure about the concerts, again, please note that the first three of them, so that's on July 2nd, July 9th, and July 16th, those are at 12:15, so just afternoon. The last two, which are the 23rd and 30th of July, are at 7 p.m. And so that was sort of an attempt to make sure that people who might not be able to get here in the middle of the day for work or other commitments can join us for at least a couple of those. It's going to be a wonderful lineup of organists, and it will conclude with our own very, very talented Selena Kobetich on July 30th. So please mark those dates and join us for them if you are able to. As it happens, the first Wednesday of July, the second, there's another event related to music, which is a community-wide event, but St. Philip the Deacon has participated in it for a long time. It's called Music in Plymouth. It's at a place called the Hilde, H-I-L-D-E, Performance Center here in Plymouth. So it's July 2nd, starts at around 5 p.m. The concert is later that evening, but if you come and find us at our tent that day, we'll have some cookies that we're handing out for free. So you'll be able to have a cookie and hear music later on the second. So that's the second thing. The third thing is a little further out, but might require a little more planning. And this is something brand new we're trying this year. It's a children's summer music camp, August 11th through the 14th from 9 to 12:30 p.m. That's being led by both Selena Kobetich, who I've already mentioned, our organist, and Sam Grace, our director of music. So it's an opportunity for our children to come and learn about music, to practice some things related to music, to get a sense of what our organ's like. There'll be a field trip at least on one of the days, I think, and some other musical guests. So if you have questions about that, please reach out to Sam or Selena or learn more on our website. So again, today, it is a alert or update about some important activities coming up I thought you should know about. So I hope you can join us for all of those. And then, as I say, maybe next week, tune in again when I'll be talking some more about the doctrine of vocation or calling. Thanks for being with me today. And as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.